This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. So glad to be here and just thinking on how God made his ways known unto Moses. And I was also thinking that his ways are yet being given to his anointed. And things that God has done, it doesn't change. Also, the scripture says, where there is no vision, people perish. And I could thank God today that we do have the vision here at 425 Laconia Boulevard through our great anointed one. And God has given him the word of God to give to the people. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Harry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder, to our Elder Batiste, evangelists, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We're going to talk to you today about the cross of Christ. And it is not the cross that devil nailed him to. It's God's word. Before we get into that, the choir had this number, Pleasing the Lord. Thank God for your choir. For our choir, they have not been on the dance floor on Friday night. They went in the living room dancing to the music of the world. Still shindigging. I know some of you remember that program, Shindig. They don't do that anymore. They don't do Soul Train. They don't do that. We're not doing that. We don't do American Bandstand. We got announcements, Deacon Debbie. What is it? Thank God.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Hope that you will correspond with us, write us, call us, let us know how you feel about the broadcast and about the word that's going forth. We're grateful for our Bishop Barfield and our great Bishop Philip and our great Bishop Dorothy for the stand they took in this life when they were here. Yes. They're with God right now.
Yes.
They're with the Lord, and we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. And God's doctrine is His word. Yes. It is not because Jesus died on the cross. And Deuteronomy 4:6 says, "Keep therefore and do them. But this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people." And I understand that scripture because we live according to God's commandments. That is the word that we preach here. Now let's go to Galatians 6:9. I believe in cutting to the chase. We don't have a lot of... We don't have trinkets to sell you. We don't have little messages we want to sell you and little angels form that you look at, you should feel good. And we don't have a little packet of scriptures you can read from month to month. We don't have a bunch of commentaries here when we get into the scripture. We don't have the new revised versions and all that junk. It takes the Spirit of God to give you understanding of God's word, whether you're reading a revised version or not. Whether you're in the original Hebrew, it takes God to give you understanding. The Jews that killed him, his own people, did not understand the word. And there are 10 precepts, and unless the Spirit of God is guiding you today, you yet don't know what those 10 precepts mean. You only know surface. You know about the Lord, but to know him, you must keep his commandments. In Galatians 6:9, Deacon Franny, what does it say? So we don't get weary in well-doing. This is what we're called for. Well-doing is the substance of our faith.
All right.
What?
For in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
So if we believe in God's promises, if we faint not and not get weary in well-doing, we are going to reap the benefit. What?
As we have therefore opportunity.
Now, those that live for God, as we have opportunity. What?
Let us do good unto all men.
Now, we do good unto all men as we have opportunity. But for the common man that works and have families, we don't have time after we get off work and take care of our family to go out and stand out and hand out turkeys.
Right,
and Easter eggs. And feed the homeless. They have organizations set up through societies to take care of that.
Yes, sir.
That's not what God is talking about. What?
Especially unto them who are of the household of faith.
Now, if we want to do good unto them, especially unto the household of faith, because that's who we dwell with.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful. What is the 18th, what does the 12th verse say?
As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh.
Now we want to get to the cross of Christ. I want you to listen very carefully. Mm-hmm. Paul is letting those Jews, those are of the old school, and so many Christians today, they have the old school mentality. He did it all. He paid the price, and you can't work your way to heaven. That's a lie.
Right.
That's what it means to work out your soul salvation, is to work the work that God gave us to do to bring forth the fruits unto salvation.
Yes,
as many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, what?
They constrain you to be circumcised.
So even though the Lord came, so many were still up under the old mentality. If you're circumcised, you're in. You're saved.
Right.
It's the spiritual circumcision.
Yes, it is.
That makes you saved. Circumcised from the heart.
That's right.
And of the heart. And it's the same thing today for the so-called Christians. And there's not a difference between a Christian and a Jew. They're one. The Christian says, if you believe he died on the cross for your sins, you're in. That's not true. If you don't have the work.
That's right, Pastor.
The substance of faith to back it up. Because faith without works is dead. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised. What?
Only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ.
Now they go to the old school method because they don't want to suffer believing in God's word, because the cross of Christ is God's word. It's not the cross of that devil that they prepared to crucify him.
That's right, Pastor.
He was nailed to a tree and they called it a cross.
Yes.
But the cross of Christ is his word. Right. Now read the 15th verse. What does it say?
Yes. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature.
Because that's what Paul was talking about. Whether you're circumcised, he was letting Jews know, whether you're circumcised or not, it means nothing when you're in Christ.
That's right.
But to obey his word, you're a new creature. In other words, the word is changing you. It's crucifying the old man. What?
Yes. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them.
Peace be on them and what?
And mercy.
What?
And upon the Israel of God.
He's talking about the Israel of God, beautiful, not the Israel of the flesh.
Beautiful.
But the Israel that's of the Spirit.
Yes.
What?
From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus.
Now, the marks of the Lord Jesus is the mark of the word.
Yes.
Because the scripture says, I bear them record they have a spot, but not the spot of God. Because the marks of the Lord Jesus is being crucified by the word.
Yes.
What are we talking about?
Right.
Let's go to St. John 15, 18.
Thank God.
Paul bared about the marks. Now, no one before he left here, they didn't tie him to a tree, nail him to a tree. But you bear about the marks of the Lord Jesus when you yield to God's word and stay with the word and suffer all that ones do unto you. Because the Lord was crucified before he went to the cross.
Yes, he was.
They crucified him by persecution. That's crucifixion. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
To know that. Yes. St. John 15, 18, what does it say?
If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you.
That's the crucifixion God is talking about. Yes. Because when you stay with God's word, you'll be crucified by the world.
Yes.
They'll hate you. They'll persecute you. And so many hate this broadcast because we talk about God's word as being the Ten Commandments and that we live by that.
Yes.
And not live by him dying on the cross. That's the remedy should we sin and to come out of sin. That's the remedy.
That's the remedy.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. Read.
If ye were of the world would love his own.
So when you're of the world, you're not being crucified. They love you.
Yes, they do.
But when you're of the word, when you're of Christ, they hate you.
That's right.
That's the crucifixion you go through.
Yes.
As the Lord said, except man deny mother, father, sister, brother, you cannot be my disciple. And your own self, you have to deny the old man that he moves not.
That's right.
That's the crucifixion. That's the cross of Christ.
Beautiful.
The cross is the word of Christ.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you.
That's the marks of the Lord Jesus. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's the cross.
Yes.
Because when you obey God's word and you have any gods before God, that means you drop all of this traditional mess. People separate themselves from you. But the ignorant Christians say, well, no, you got to believe he died for your sins on the cross and accept it. Yes, I do. You got to accept him in your heart. You can accept him in your heart, but he ain't going in there until you get cleaned up.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
He's not going in there.
Right.
And you can only get your heart cleaned up if you're receiving the word. And if you receive the word, to prove that you believe God, you have the substance of works.
Right.
I don't have gods before me. I don't make graven images. I don't take his name in vain. I remember the Sabbath. Keep on, not Sunday, not the first day of the week, but the Sabbath. Honoring my father, thy father, my father and the mother. Not killing, not committing adultery. Not stealing, not bearing false witness. Not coveting. That is the substance of my faith.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Read.
Remember the word that I said unto you.
Remember the word that I said unto you, what?
The servant is not greater than his Lord.
So wait a minute. As I say again, the cross of Christ was him implementing his Father's will. He said, my Father gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak, and I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Yes, and because Lord. Of that, they persecuted him.
Yes.
They hated him. And they hate anyone that has the same testimony today. Read.
Yes. If they have persecuted me,
what?
They will also persecute you.
What?
If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also.
And wait a minute. Their saying was the Lord's saying. Yes. My saying is the same as the Lord's saying. My Father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak.
Beautiful.
And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Read, what does it say?
But all these things will they do unto you.
Now they're doing these things, the so-called Christian, why?
For my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me.
His name's sake is the word. His name is not only Jesus, it's the word. And because of the word we bring, they do this to us because they don't know God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Matthew 5 and 10.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Now, I hope you have understood. If you don't understand what I'm saying, call us. Don't get so that you cannot speak with us. We're not going to bite you. We're not going to harm you. Ain't no harm in us over here.
All right, Pastor.
The harm is those that persecute those that live truly live for God.
Yes.
What's wrong with not having any gods before God? But you know what? You can be a bum on the street and say, I'm a Christian, have a wine bottle in your hand, say, I believe he died for my sins. They'll say, well, you know what, brother, come on.
Yes,
sister,
right.
Come on. Isn't that something?
You're right, Pastor.
But say you're sanctified. Say you're holy. Right. Now you got a problem.
Right.
Yes. That's what happened with the Lord. He said he was the Son of God.
Yes.
You making yourself equal with God. Aren't we all supposed to be sons and daughters of God?
Yes.
Matthew 5 and 10. What does it say?
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness'
sake. Now, wait a minute. Well, he said, well, the Lord is our righteousness. That's true. And we also say it'll be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments. Now we get persecuted for that righteousness' sake.
Right.
And the scripture says, he that doeth righteous is righteous even as he is righteous. Why are you persecuting me? Because that's the cross God wants you to bear.
Right.
And so many won't have that testimony. No, if you say, the Lord is my righteousness, you can go ahead and drink your wine and claim, well, he's my righteousness. I couldn't do it. That's a lie. He's not your righteousness either.
Right.
Read.
That's right. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What?
Blessed are ye when men shall revile you.
So what are you talking about? That's what they did to him. They reviled him before he left here.
Yes.
Before he went to the cross, they reviled him. They persecuted him. Who did that? Those had the minds of the scribes and Pharisees, the typical churchgoer did that, except those that were with him in spirit.
Yes.
Peter, James, John, Mary. They were with him in spirit.
Yes, they were
spiritual Israelites.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, they were.
Read.
And persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely.
Falsely.
For my name's sake.
All because you're keeping God's commandments.
Mm-hmm.
They up under the old Mosaic law. Yes, we are. Because the law was given to Moses.
Yes.
But it came by God.
Yes, it did.
It came by Jesus Christ. It was given to Moses to give to us. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 Kings 22.
All right.
And this did not start with Jesus. Bearing the cross is nothing but a key word for saying bearing the word. That's all it is.
Yes.
But these dumb preachers that don't know God down through the time think that he's talking about that tree they nailed him to. That is not the cross of Christ.
Right.
That's the devil's cross.
Right.
But the cross of Christ is the word.
It is the word.
That's what they were talking
it
about.
Is. Yes.
Follow me through the scripture. You'll understand what I'm saying if you believe. Believe the scripture, not what you've been told, but believe the scripture we're going to go through today.
Yes.
1 Kings 22 and 8. What does it say?
Yes. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we have inquired
by
of the
whom
Lord.
We may inquire of the Lord. Lord.
But I hate
so
him.
So they knew who to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
But wait a minute, he was inquiring by other prophets.
Yes.
But they all had the same testimony. Most of these preachers got the same testimony, whether you Presbyterian, Catholic, Baptist, he died five or six. He did, but that's not salvation.
No, it's not.
It'll lead you to salvation. That's not the doctrine.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And not many know that.
That's right.
But the prophets, And those that God sent knew who God was, and they only spoke what thus saith the Lord. Read.
But I hate him, for he
listen to this king, the king of Israel. Now that was the king of natural Israel.
Right.
David was the king of natural Israel, but he was the king of the Lord. This one wasn't.
Right.
Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. Jehoshaphat was more in touch with God.
Yes.
He was innocent, but he's following this king. Mm-hmm. And so many of these preachers follow these doctrines handed down from time, and they don't know God,
yes,
have no connection with God.
Yes.
What?
For he doth not prophesy.
He said, but I hate him.
Yes.
Him I hate.
Yes.
For because he was on God's side. He was about God.
Yes.
Jehoshaphat, I want to inquire. Everybody's saying the same thing here. Mm-hmm. Is there somebody else we can inquire from? But the king of Israel said, yeah, I just want more of Micaiah, but I hate him.
Yes,
why? What did he say?
Right. For he does not prophesy good concerning
he
me.
He don't prophesy good concerning me.
But
because
evil.
He was evil. Mm-hmm. How are you going to prophesy something good when people ain't right?
That's right.
How are you going to tell these Christians they're good and they ain't right?
Right.
And they're not serving God
right.
as God is calling for.
Yes.
And maybe you hate what I'm saying because you say, you're telling me I ain't got nothing. You know you got nothing.
Oh,
you ain't keeping
Pastor.
God's commandment.
Oh, yeah,
you don't
Pastor.
Know God. You
oh,
got
yeah.
nothing.
All right, Pastor.
And you probably hate me. Do I care?
No.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Beautiful. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so.
Wait a minute. Ahab, take it easy. Don't say that. You hate him. This is our lifeline here.
Yes.
What did it say on the 15th verse?
Yes. So he came to the king, and the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear?
What?
And he answered him, go and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it unto the hand of the king.
Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king.
Yes.
He was telling the truth, but he didn't say what king he was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But Ahab had a spirit against Micaiah.
Yes, Pastor.
What did he say?
And the king said unto him, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord?
Well, he did. But he was telling him good news. The only thing he was mistaken, which one is it? What king are you talking about? It didn't matter what he said. He just had a spirit against him. See, there you go again. What did he say?
And he said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master.
What?
Let them return every man to his house in peace.
He was telling him the truth. He told him what God gave him. What did he say?
And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, did I not tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me?
I tell you, he ain't going to tell me no good. He was telling him the truth about what was going to happen to him.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Thank God. What?
And he said, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left.
What does the 26th verse say?
And the king of Israel said, take Micaiah and carry him back unto Amon, the governor of the city,
and to Joash, the king's son,
and say, thus saith the king, put this fellow in the prison.
Persecution, all because he told him the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did to all of the prophets, those that didn't know God.
All right.
They persecuted them.
Yes.
What did he say?
And feed him with bread of affliction.
That's the affliction. That's the cross of Christ.
All right.
You suffer affliction.
Yes.
What?
And with water of affliction.
With water mm-hmm. of affliction.
Until I come in peace. Yes.
Beautiful. Let's go to Galatians 6 and 12. Let's
thank
go there.
God, yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, yes.
It's knowledge.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because everyone, so many so-called Christians think this started with Jesus. No, it didn't.
Right.
The Lord looked over his people and said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets. Because that's what they did. And it's not just talking about prophets. It's talking about everyone God sent. They stoned Stephen because he was bearing about the cross of Christ.
Yes.
They persecuted him. They couldn't stand the spirit by which he spake. He was bearing the cross of Christ before he went to the cross.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What did it say, 6 and 12?
As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution.
So once today, they'll go and harp about he died for our sin because we couldn't do it because they don't want to take a stand and obey God's word.
Right.
Because if they do, they're going to be persecuted by not recognizing the first day of the week.
Yes.
By leaving mother, father, sister, brother. By denying them on their own selves. They don't want to bear that cross, the word. Because the word shuts down the old man. It
yes.
does.
Yes.
Read.
Lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ.
That's the persecution. That devil going to persecute you through somebody.
Yes.
He'll persecute your mind.
Yes.
If you allow him in there. But it says resist the devil and he'll flee.
Yes.
Read.
Yes. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law.
So those that were circumcised, they weren't keeping the law. Come on, God's word. They weren't keeping the word. But they got caught up in just the circumcision. Those that say they're Christians, they don't keep God's word. You know why? Because they said, can't nobody do that. That's why he died. That's not why he died. Read.
But desire to have you circumcised.
But they desire you to claim the cross, claim they're Christians. Let him in your heart. Let him in there. Then when they find themselves in trouble, say, well, you ain't letting them in your heart. What they want you to have, open heart surgery? So I done did everything I'm supposed to do. I said, come on in, Lord Jesus. He ain't got in there yet. Because God don't dwell in no unclean temple.
Go ahead.
That's why he ain't got in there. And you ain't got nothing. Go ahead.
That they may glory in
and they
your
glory.
Flesh.
Oh, I took him down to the morning's bed. They slobbered and, oh, they got purged. They go out there and do more the same old junk they did.
All right.
He ain't in there?
No.
Go ahead.
Yes. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, wait a minute. As I say, what glory? How can anyone glory because the devil nailed him to the cross? Ain't no glory in that. Is there any glory because our children and our loved ones get their heads cut off by these aliens overseas? There's no glory in that. I want to get a machete. I want glory in that machete.
No
glory in that. There was no glory. There was so much glory in him near to the cross. Why do people weep so much when they see it? These pictures they make. Passion of the Christ.
That's right.
No glory how they nailed and brutalized him. That's no glory in that. But the glory of the cross of Christ is his word. Yes. The glory is what you're going to be when you yield to it.
Yes, yes.
That's the glory. His word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm. By whom the world is crucified
what?
Unto me.
So the world is crucified unto us by us yielding to the word.
Yes.
That means the world is shut down. The old man is shut down.
Yes.
Separation.
Yes.
And I, what it says?
And I unto the world.
And the same thing. We're crucified unto the world. Because we're not coming to them in the old man, we're coming to them in the new man.
Beautiful.
Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
All thy getting, get an understanding.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 1:17. Let's go there.
Yes.
I beautiful. Hope someone will call us and say, you know what? It sounds like what you're saying makes sense.
All right.
Then I will let you know you're on your way. You are not far from the kingdom.
All right.
If you should understand what I'm saying here, what the scriptures say. 1 Corinthians 1:17, what does it say?
For Christ sent me not to baptize.
Listen to what Paul is saying. Christ didn't send me to baptize. That's what John was to do. And that's what all of God's are doing to do. Basically baptize. But that's not our ministry. He was sent as a specific ministry to baptize before Jesus. What?
But to preach the gospel.
So our ministry is to preach the word, because the gospel is the word.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org.